From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today, new tunes, some for everybody, Baby Shambles to Robert Plant. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. It is Tuesday, October 23rd, and Allison, why must they hate on the city of brotherly love?
Oh, poor Philadelphia. It was voted the ugliest city in America.
Thanks, Travel and Leisure magazine.
The people were voted the ugliest people, not just the city. They're talking about the people.
Yeah, and the worst part is that there are all these, I feel like these sort of rankings are pretty dubious,
mm-hmm.
right? But Philadelphia is often at the top of the fattest
yes.
lists as well, which I feel like are probably really hard to get a good scientific read on. But the headline in Philadelphia Inquirer is, hey, we're not just fat, we're ugly too.
But I got to tell you, Washington, D.C., don't be so smug. Philadelphia just beat you out as the city with the ugliest people, followed by Dallas-Fort Worth. Where are the pretty, pretty people? Miami.
Welcome
San
to
Diego.
Miami. All right, well, this is going to be a pretty show. It's going to be pretty to the ear, to the eye. We are going to talk about new music. There are a whole bunch of new records coming out today, and we are going to get a review of a few of those.
Also, a story ripped off from the headlines of the Wall Street Journal. We're going to talk to a man that we affectionately call Deputy Ted. He's going to talk about forest thieves. You got to stick around for this one, as well as the first day of our week-long series on nuclear power.
We're also going to get the top stories from our newscaster, Rachel Martin, in just a moment. First, though, here is the BPP's big story.